3, 2.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. And now it's time for part two of the Manny Cregan story. Love that smile. So Manny, you're a singer-songwriter from the Pleasantville area.
I feel I found my spiritual home in Pleasantville.
Before we start that, just let's introduce the members of this little organization here.
Well, over here we have Petey Hopp, who's quite simply the best musician I've ever met.
And thanks a lot.
And he gives you gigs.
I'm very close to my heart.
No, that's right.
It's a subtext, right?
It's all about it. Over here we have Ian, who's a member of Buffalo Eskimo, who are an amazing band, and Space Ghost Cowboys, kind of, who are also an amazing band.
Yeah.
And he's the bass player in both, and he plays. Wow. I mean, there's nothing this guy doesn't play. And he's pretty much a genius.
The lad.
And I'm absolutely privileged to be sitting here with this guy. And finally, we have Misty on the drums, who's probably the most all-round talented person I've ever met in my entire life.
What about Petey?
This is the best musician.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I win.
But there's a lot of people like this around in Pleasantville.
So it's something in the water in Pleasantville. Is that it?
I think so. You know, I really do. If you talk to this guy and his friends, they'll say the music program there in the schools there is absolutely second to none. And from what I've seen, it's true.
Anthony DaCosta, is he? He's from there too. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't actually know him that well. I don't know him at all, in fact. But I'm not really talking about him because I don't know him.
Okay. But,
no offense or anything, if you're listening.
But Ian knows him.
But Ian knows him, yeah.
Okay. So how did you come? I mean, did your folks move into Pleasantville?
No. I was living up in Croton, or as I like to call it, Scroton. I wasn't a fan. And I was living up there, and I was like, God, I got to get out of this place. So I was looking for somewhere else to live, and I wanted to either go to Tarrytown or Pleasantville, just because from being there, you can go to those places and walk around, you know? So, which is important to me. You go to a lot of places in America, and you can't, like, walk into towns. You can only drive, which is kind of weird to me. Whereas Pleasantville, and Tarrytown, places like that, you can walk around. So that really attracted me. So I ended up landing in Pleasantville. And the very first night I moved in, I walked around to Lucy's bar. The very first night.
Yeah, that's where we met,
and
actually.
And he was running an open mic. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got to know him.
Downhill ever since.
And it's been, yeah.
Well, I got to give a plug to Lucy's because the place has been there a long time under different names. But the reason it's thriving now is because someone with a brain is managing it.
Yeah.
Someone who actually knows how to build a scene, knows how to run a club.
All the guys there are, like, they're so pro music and they're so pro the scene. Sammy is the manager, and Rob and Murph are the two main bartenders, and they all do an amazing job.
And I see they subscribe to the jam a weekday night philosophy now.
Oh yes, they do.
Which seems to be the only way to suck people into
and it works.
The clubs.
It does work, you know. It's definitely the place to be. I mean, for such a small place, a small town, there's music every single night of the week. Mm-hmm. And just live music. You know, people go, the live music scene is dying, it's this. If you go to Pleasantville, it's like, it's hopping every night.
And it's building a community that a lot of people come.
That's the thing. Like, that's the real benefit of it is the friendships that you get and the interconnections you get with people.
Well, you build the scene, and then everything comes after that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kevin Costner in that movie.
The golf movie? Tin Cup?
Waterworld?
I think it's Kevin Costner in every movie.
Okay, so you're playing around town solo. I know you're doing a gig next week at 12 Grapes with Mishti.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure what you guys are going to be playing.
I know
you guys don't. Is this conglomeration going to be playing anywhere?
conglomeration.
What?
I have no idea. Like, this is the first time we've... I mean, us three have played together as a group a bunch of times, but this is the first time we've played with Dean.
Okay.
We'll just have to see what happens.
So what songs? We're going to play three songs for us. What do you got in store?
We're going to do Happiness Descends. Happiness Descends, yeah. Which is, you know, it's a nice sentiment, I think. It's trying to reassure somebody who's, you know, kind of difficult to reassure. And the next song after that is called Little Piece of God, and it's about how bad I am at sex. the song after that is...
It's a sequel to the vagina song.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. and the last song, I think, is
Symphony
Broken, which is, again, about God being stuck in an apartment in NYC.
All right. So I'll leave you with your band.
Thank you very
much. And God. And let's hit it.
You and I Thank you. This next song is Little Piece of God.
You are so Irish. are you talking about? Nice job.
Thank you.
Have a seat.
I see.
You know, it was great. You ended so perfectly on that song. And I know you practiced that exact ending over and over.
Over and over. Yeah, right? Many times.
We were talking before. That song reminds me of The Verve and Bittersweet Symphony. Symphony. But I really like your vibe. I think you got something. You know, if there are only record companies and people around who knew what they were doing in this day and age.
Nobody knows what they're doing.
Including us.
Especially me.
No, but it's song had a nice vibe. Really, really good. And going along with that, I wanted to ask you, if we sent you to a desert island, or we sent you to rehab, or we sent you somewhere, what 3 CDs would you take with you?
Yeah, when I first read that question, I read it wrong. I thought it said a desert island. I was like, oh, take albums, I take a spoon. But on a desert island, I would, like, it's just pathetic. I'd probably bring a Beatles album, because you have to bring a Beatles album.
Which one?
The White Album.
Yeah.
It's got the most songs, it's got the most variety, and, like, practically every song is a killer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you couldn't really improve on it, so... you know, I disagree with the notion that it should have been a single album. I think it's not true.
Well, except that nowadays it would be released as a single album, because nowadays they put like 3 times the amount of songs on a record.
Yeah, but they're all bad songs nowadays.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting business. It's interesting when everybody's giving everything away for free. So you take a Beatles album,
the
White Album.
Yeah.
What else?
I'd probably take... This is paining me. I'd probably take Low by David Bowie.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that's my favorite Bowie album. So I think I'd take that. And the reason is, it's got a bit of everything. It's got some funk. It's got some pop. It's got some, like, you know, avant-garde kind of instrumental, noodly.
Was Heroes on that album?
No, there's 3 albums he did at the same time. You know, it was when he went to Berlin and he was trying to kick. Drugs of some kind, probably heroin. And of course, when you're trying to kick heroin, you go to Berlin with Iggy Pop, because that's what you—that's what you do, right? So that didn't really work out. it would be Low by Bowie, I think, would be my second album.
Which leads us to number 3.
Number 3. Well, I was really thinking about this, and I was having such a hard time, and I think... In all honesty, I'm going to cheat, right?
You can have 4, you can have 5.
I'm cheating, I'm changing the rules. I'm like Satan or something like that. You know when he changes the rules that time. I would actually make a compilation album of like songs by this guy and this lady and this guy and guys in Pleasantville, like Aaron Main, who's an amazing songwriter, and Colson Picard, who's also amazing, and Tim and Brown, who's... All these guys are amazing, amazing songwriters and singers. And if I had to go to a desert island, I would absolutely, that would be my third album.
Well, that's awesome. It's so nice to hear that there's a big burgeoning scene in Pleasantville, New York. Mm-hmm. My sister lives there.
Yeah.
But I think in a different part of Pleasantville.
Yeah.
The water's different. Yeah,
the wrong side of the tracks?
No, the right side.
The right side, yeah. Okay.
She married a lawyer.
Yeah? Good for her. She's
got a big McMansion.
Nice, somebody has to do it.
So, anyway, it was a pleasure having everybody here. Ian, Mishti, Pete, Manny. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. Let's do it again.